The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Good morning, everyone. In a contradictory ritual of somber war weariness and a certain nationalistic excitement, Israel is welcoming home one soldier from captivity this morning, while hundreds of Palestinian families are welcoming back prisoners held in various places around Israel, convicted criminals, soldiers and fighters by a different calculus, welcoming them home from captivity, in some cases, for more than a decade. The face of the Israeli side of this transaction is one soldier, Gilad Shalit, speaking here just after being freed.
There were long years. However, I always believed that the day will come when I will find myself outside prison, but after so many years, not now.
Gilad Shalit there speaking to an interviewer in Egypt as he was released in Egypt. He is in Israel now. The Palestinian face this morning of this transaction seems to be one of a collective expression of political victory, both in the scale of the Palestinian prisoner release, hundreds, and the impression that Israel was compelled with Egypt mediating to make this deal with Hamas, a group Israel considers a terrorist organization. Listen to the sounds of the West Bank this morning. So question, does this deal lead anywhere? And what is the value of a perceived political victory in this grim trading of human lives? This week we've heard Israeli reactions to the impending deal. We're joined now by Khalid Haroub, director of the Cambridge Arab Media Program at the University of Cambridge. He's the author of Hamas, Political Thought and Practice, and Hamas, A Beginner's Guide to Hamas. Khalid Haroub, is this a political victory?
Well, yes, actually. Not only for Hamas, but also for the Palestinian people at large. I think it has boosted the self-esteem and confidence within the Palestinians, especially when we look at it after last month's UN bid to gain statehood for the Palestinians. For the past 20 years, the Palestinians felt they have been at the receiving end all the time. So now for a change at least, they have been gaining and achieving something. And I think...
Khalid Haroub, let me interrupt you there for a moment, though. Israelis have described this as a form of moral extortion.
Well, from the Palestinian perspective, and if you like, maybe in a sense of where this frustration, defeat, sheer feeling, and the Palestinians, they need it badly, such a move, so that they can think in a healthy way, move forward, and in high spirit. And I think by all measures, if you look at it in dealing with the peace process or whatever was left with it, this is helpful. When you look at it at the Palestinian internal politics, that we need some sort of unity so that the Palestinians can speak in one voice, this is very helpful.
All right, Khalid, hold on 1 second. Now, let me just identify you again. Khalid Haroub is director of Cambridge Arab Media Programs at the University of Cambridge. He's an expert on the group Hamas. You know, you say that this might lead the way forward, and I want to talk to you about the possibility that Hamas and the broader Palestinian nation can get together as a result of this deal. But before we do that, doesn't a deal like this, where it's over 1,000 Palestinian prisoners for one Israeli soldier, reinforce this idea that there's a different calculus of human life? Listen to this terrorism victim from Israel who spoke on our program yesterday, talking about something that I know you've heard many times before, and I want you to react to it.
Okay. This is an act of immoral extortion without precedent. The very notion that because of the sanctity of human life and the absolutely justified desire of the Israeli public and of the leadership here to do everything that can be done to bring back our hostage, Gilad Shalit, steps are being taken now which, in my view, and in my view without a doubt, are going to endanger many people for years to come.
So, Khalid Haroub, this idea that the Israelis have some approach to the sanctity of human life that the Palestinians don't have, react to that, please.
Well, it's completely false, actually, because what we have been witnessing over the past 20 years and even more is that the killing on the side of the Palestinians have been many times more than the killing within the Israeli side. I hate to do numbers on the cost of lives, because every single human life should be precious. But I think the Palestinians, out of frustration, out of lack of support, either regionally or internationally, they sought to defend themselves. And what we have been seeing in the region is asymmetrical conflict. This is unequal fight. You have the Palestinians under military occupation for many, many years. They are trying to fight back. So these prisoners, the Palestinian prisoners in the Israeli jails, these are fighters for freedom. They are not going into Israel just to fight for the sake of fighting. They have been defending their people and defending their land. And even Gilad Shalit himself, when he was on the border of Gaza, he wasn't on a vacation or holiday. He was fighting. He belonged to the army of an occupation, fighting with a mission and mandate to kill.
Understood. So Khaled, let me then, before, in the minute that we have or so to before we go. If we're just counting names and bodies here, what is the way forward? And is it possible that Hamas and the Palestinian Authority will actually come together in the wake of this deal?
Well, yes. I mean, there has been so many tangible proposals on the Palestinian side for a Palestinian state within the 1967 borders. And this has been on the table for many, many years, agreed upon by the UN, by the United States, by the international community and everybody. And this includes a huge concession on the Palestinian side, basically giving away more than 70% of the historic land that they think they own.
Right, now, but Khaled, Hamas and the Palestinian Authority have not been in agreement on the way forward. Khaled, Hamas,
yes,
and the Palestinian Authority have not been in agreement on the path forward.
Yes, of course. I mean, because there has been this division, part of it, or the major part of this division, was due to the conditions or circumstances imposed on the Palestinians by Israel. If there was any move forward on the national unity front, Israel and the American effort would interfere, threatening the Palestinian Authority of cutting all the aid. So Gilad Shalit basically was one reason behind this Palestinian, unfortunate Palestinian division that lasted for the past 5-6 years.
All right, well, we will see where it goes from here. Khaled Dahroub, director of Cambridge Arab Studies Program at the University of Cambridge, is the author of Hamas, Political Thought and Practice. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you.